All right, settle in. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of wisdom that's actually, you know, useful. I'm Brandon Cole, and today we're tackling something that plagues us all at some point. Self-doubt. Ever feel like you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough? Like you're constantly second-guessing yourself and missing out on opportunities because of this pesky little whispers in your head. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we don't have to let self-doubt run the show. Stoicism, that ancient philosophy that's suddenly trendy again, has some seriously powerful tools to help us overcome these mental roadblocks and reclaim our confidence. So, buckle up because today, we're diving into 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you kick self-doubt to the curb. First up, focus on what you can control. You know those things that just drive you crazy? Traffic jams, other people's opinions, the weather, yeah, those are all out of your hands. But what about your attitude, your effort, your response to challenges? Those are within your power. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can actually influence and let go of the things that cause unnecessary stress and self-doubt. Think of it like this. You're not always going to win every race, but you can control how hard you train, how you handle setbacks, and how you show up for yourself. Next, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, right? So why do we do it to ourselves? Stoicism encourages us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer others. Acknowledge your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. Seriously, even the most successful people out there have faced their share of doubts and failures. Now, reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our minds love to jump to the worst-case scenario? That little voice in your head saying, "What if I fail?" or "I'm not good enough?" Stoicism teaches us to challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with more realistic and empowering ones. When self-doubt creeps in, ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is it based on facts or just fear? Often, the answer is the latter. So, consciously choose to focus on your strengths, celebrate your successes, and visualize positive outcomes. Let's talk about setting realistic expectations. Life isn't a Hollywood movie. There are no guaranteed happy endings. Stoicism reminds us to appreciate the present moment and strive for excellence without getting caught up in unrealistic ideals. This means accepting that setbacks are part of the journey and focusing on making progress, not perfection. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we have and appreciate the good things in our lives. Take a moment each day to reflect on the people you love, your accomplishments, your health, even the simple pleasures that bring you joy. This shift in perspective can do wonders for your self-confidence and overall well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing at the starting line of a marathon. You've trained hard, but doubts start creeping in. What if I don't finish? What if everyone else is faster than me? Suddenly, the enormity of the task feels overwhelming. That's where self-doubt can sabotage your efforts before you even begin. But what if instead of letting those thoughts take control, you channeled your inner Stoic? Focus on your training, on each step you take, and celebrate every mile marker you reach. Practice self-compassion. Remember that every runner has moments of doubt, and it's okay to push yourself while also being kind to yourself. Reframe those negative thoughts. What if I surprise myself? What if this is my best race yet? Visualize crossing the finish line with a sense of accomplishment. And most importantly, be grateful for the opportunity to participate, to challenge yourself, and to experience the power of pushing beyond your perceived limits. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, practice self-compassion, reframe your thinking, set realistic expectations, and cultivate gratitude. We've covered a lot today, but the most important thing is to put these Stoic principles into action. Start small, challenge a negative thought, practice gratitude for something simple, or focus on what you can control in a challenging situation. Every step you take towards cultivating a more confident and resilient mindset is a victory worth celebrating. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to overcome self-doubt? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, keep striving for calm amidst the chaos. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.